Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
36, 14 till 7. If you're heading from the North Shore to the South Shore, the causeway is closed and will be for about, hopefully, no more than 25 more minutes. Carlton Dufour Show General Manager telling us that there's a jackknife truck and the people are on the way to try to clear all of that up. So if you are on the causeway, apparently you know what to do. You move to the side and let the emergency equipment through and everybody gets on their way as quickly as possible. But he said 30 minutes, and that was about five minutes ago, so we'll see. Leah Long joins us, Director of Louisiana Chapter of National Federation of Independent Businesses. How you doing, Leah Long?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. You know, I heard a story yesterday about people cutting back with the economy and on eating out, and that got me to thinking about businesses, and you know, it's the lifeblood of the economy, right? Businesses, but yet
yeah.
There's only so much disposable income to go around. How are businesses faring? I don't know, with the economy, are people cutting back? Are they saving money? Tell me how things are working out.
You know, we kind of went on some highs and lows of, you know, we got a new administration. We're hopeful, you know, that administration will be more business friendly, but you're also still dealing with setbacks from, you know, all the increase in inflation. And so for business owners right now, one thing that's been pretty positive is in the big, beautiful bill, the 20% small business deduction is in that bill. When it did pass out of the House, and, you know, right now it's in the Senate's hands, and, you know, we're hoping that that'll stay in there and they'll protect small business owners, because if not, 33 million small business owners in the country are going to face a tax hike, and that's going to be awful because it affects their balancing break at the end of the day, and some people may not be able to handle or absorb that 20% that they're going to be hit with. So the fact that that's in there, you know, optimism's high, and especially in Louisiana, you know, we worked last year to cut the personal income tax, and so that's also giving these small business owners money back to themselves so they can reinvest in their company. And so moving forward, you know, as we move through the Trump administration, as we continue in Louisiana to be able to make Louisiana and the country more pro-business is going to be great, and it's going to help these business owners.
Tell me about this 20% thing. How's it work? It was a deduction and then it was going to go away, or explain that.
Yes,
to me,
so it's set to expire in 2025, so 20% small business deduction, so you're not taxed on the first 20% of your income. And so that was set to expire. You know, we've worked with Congress, you know, we've worked with the Louisiana delegation, everybody, to let them know that this is a major issue for small business owners. And luckily it did get put in the bill. And, you know, we've talked about that. We've put out information on it and we're hopeful that it stays in the bill, hopeful it stays where it needs to be, and that this is signed and made permanent when this is all said and done.
So there's the ongoing question about, can you really tax a business, because it's going to ultimately get passed along. One of two things can happen. They either pass it along to the consumer, or they go out of business, or they pass it along, maybe make it three things or four things. I don't know, Leah. I'm just on a roll here, so I'm going to go. So, or they have to raise prices, and that goes back to how I began the conversation with, there's only so much disposable income to go around. So if they have to raise prices to make up for the 20%, because you can't tax a business, well, then people that are on the margin of either buying something or not buying something, eating out, not eating out, then maybe they're less inclined to do that. And that could lead the business to go out, them to go out of business as well, right?
Yeah, it's unfortunately a revolving circle, it seems like. You know, it's a balancing act for small business owners. You know, you can't absorb some of these new costs. You know, we also talk about insurance. We've been talking about that for years. Mm-hmm. Insurance premiums for business owners that, you know, it's hard to absorb those costs. So they either have to absorb it at their bottom line, or they've got to pass those costs, additional new costs, to consumers. And so that's one thing they don't want to do as a small business owner. You probably have, you know, your certain clientele that's been there since you've opened, and people want to continue to support small business because they're the ones that support the economy. You know, they're the ones that support your community. They sponsor your kids' t-ball team. So people want to go to small business. We always think about that. We want to go to that local mom and pop shop. And so we have to keep, you know, a balancing system for them so they can stay in business and they can compete with the big national chains, because there's something special about going into your small business and, you know, being able to actually go speak to the owner. They may be working the front desk. They may be help waiting tables too. And so there's passion in that, and you see that in a small business.
I want to take a break. You know, let me take a break, Leah, if I can, for traffic here, because we've got some trouble. We'll take a break for traffic. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about summertime. I know it's challenging for restaurants, and we'll talk to Ian McNulty about that in 9 o'clock hour, as we always do. But I want to talk about other businesses as well and some challenges they face during the summertime. 6:51, we're talking to Leah Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, about the Big Beautiful Bill, extending that 20% tax cut for small businesses and how important that is to them. We'll talk about summertime and business when we return. And I would ask you at 504-260-1870, that's the Elkhornart Jeweler Talk and Text line, don't text and drive. But if you can, let me know. Have you cut back on your spending habits? Are you spending less, eating out less? Have you changed your spending habits because of whatever's going on for you in the economy? 6:51 and a half, traffic now, WWL. 6:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Causeway still closed, southbound. For the most part, I'm getting some texts, but I'll wait till here officially on that. Because you don't know, when people say it's open, it might be people that are moving over and they get the wrong idea. But either way, Causeway southbound delays for about 20 more minutes maybe. We're talking to Leah Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Leah, I was talking about summertime being tough for restaurants. Is summertime tough for other small businesses as well? And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And specifically, which ones?
It's not specific, you know, type of industry that it's tough. Summer's just hard there for a while because people are in and out of vacation, families are gone. So it's just one of those things. And you also have to have summertime work, because sometimes you're in an industry where you need more people during the summertime because there's people around. So it's not specific to one industry. You know, it's kind of like one of those first of the year. People are hopeful, you know, when you're first of the year, what it's going to look like. And then you get to summer, and some industries do better than the others. And so it's one of those things that as it prolongs, and, you know, you have people, we now had a bill last year, I don't know if you remember it, that allowed 16 to 17-year-olds to work summer jobs, and they get different credits for that. And so just seeing things like that helps make the labor force better for summertime employment.
So when it comes to the session, you can't always get what you want, but if you try, you might get what you need. Tell me where you feel about the session and what happened. Did I pretty much nail it there or not?
You don't always get what you want. Sometimes you do get what you need. You also need more.
Did I say
and you
it backward?
Always want more.
Yeah, you always want more. We always. Yeah.
You always want more. Yeah, so insurance reform, obviously there was a bunch that did not make it through Senate Jude, which we expected that, but there were some big bills that made it through that I'm hopeful will move the needle in the right point, in the right direction for insurance reform, because these small business owners are having a tough time paying these insurance premiums. They're outrageous. Like I said earlier, they've got to absorb those costs somehow. So we're hopeful for that, you know, that continues to move in the right direction. Another big one, speaking about labor force and employment, is the one-door policy, which Kim Carver, Stephanie Barrett from the North Shore carried those bills, and it's going to combine DCFS with the Louisiana Workforce Commission to make it easier for people to get a job. You know, people that need a job, they're going to be able to go to one place, look, find a job. It's going to be a great place for employees and employers to hopefully link up and help the labor quality shortages we have here in the state.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't mean to put you in a bad spot here, but I'm thinking about National Federation of Independent Businesses, Louisiana Small Businesses, the ads we see for legal firms, which I guess are small businesses. Does that kind of put your organization in a tough spot? Because you maybe are looking to reform some things that would hurt the people that are in the organization?
Not necessarily. NFIB, we're broad, you know, we're not just one specific industry. And so we try to do what's best for every business owner in, you know, in reality. And so sometimes we don't get into certain specifics of industry related items, but insurance is the number one issue between taxes and insurance here. And so that's something we definitely have engaged on. We've engaged our members on kind of what is the biggest thing affecting their business, what is driving cost up in their business, and insurance has been it pretty steadily the past couple of years.
But it's hard to address that without looking at the tort situation in Louisiana, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, think about small businesses. They do face some of the highest litigation charges when it comes to lawsuit abuse because more than likely they don't have an attorney on file. Mm. They've got to go hire an attorney, and one bad lawsuit could take out a small mom-and-pop restaurant, you know, five employees or less, or, you know, business. They could take them out if the lawsuit's big enough. If, you know, you get these big high-dollar amounts that you're awarded, they can completely tank the business.
Thank you, Leah. Appreciate it. Have a nice summer if we don't talk to you again. Leah Long, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. When we come back, we talk to Louisiana Representative John Ilg about the governor vetoing this Mylar balloon release bill, which I don't understand why he did that at all, because he says it's about enforcement, but we know these things cause power outages, and I don't understand it. Then we'll talk to Scott Boyle with DOTD about a project on Metairie Road and some more. So stay tuned. A lot coming up. Tommy Tucker, WWO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.